I'm Eben Brown in Dallas, where Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital is offering free rooms to employees under watch for Ebola, if only to afford them peace of mind in what is a stressful time. They continue to care for infected nurse Nina Pham, but employee Amber Vinson is now at Atlanta's Emory University Hospital. Vinson caused a scare when revealing she flew on Frontier Airlines the day before reporting a fever.
She should not have traveled on a commercial airline.
CDC Director Tom Frieden, but now Vinson claims she was told by CDC, it was okay to fly.
I'm Jared Halpern at the White House.
The dangers of a serious outbreak are extraordinarily low.
After canceling a campaign swing to meet with cabinet secretaries and agency chiefs about the Ebola response, the president trying to balance concern with calm.
It is not like the flu. It is not airborne.
Using himself as an example, the president says he shook hands with, hugged, and kissed nurses who successfully treated Ebola patients in Atlanta.
I felt perfectly safe doing so.
The president does want a CDC rapid response team on the ground at any hospital with an Ebola case to ensure protocols are being followed.
I'm Rachel Sutherland in Washington. The government has resisted a travel ban on Ebola-stricken nations, saying it would make it more difficult to control the outbreak. But calls are growing louder to reconsider. Dr. Richard Carmona, Surgeon General under President George W. Bush, says,
I think that we have to put on the table any and all options.
Yale-educated infectious diseases expert Dr. David Dowsey says the government should shut down commercial flights and use the military to get aid in and out of the affected areas. Here's Tanya J. Powers in New York with Ebola fears and the scammers who are preying on them.
Nothing brings out the scammers like a crisis, and some are working email phishing scams, investment scams, and even products they claim can cure Ebola.
Phony prevention kits that have masks and disinfectant and other things that supposedly will help you keep from getting Ebola.
Randy Hutchinson there with the Better Business Bureau. Heightened Ebola fears even affected the stock market, fueling a sell-off as news of a second healthcare worker's Ebola diagnosis made investors question the ability of authorities to keep the virus from spreading. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.